But what I'm going to miss most about Ron are the conversations, the long conversations about the meaning of life, the wisdom, the knowledge he bestowed upon all of us who are fortunate enough to be a part of his inner circle. But what I'm going to miss the most, and you heard a little bit about this today already, is the laughter. Ron knew how to laugh. He knew how to have a good time. Now, Ron, one of the little known facts about Ron that some of you may not know, Ron took everything that he did so seriously. He just completely threw himself into it. And one of those things that he threw himself into, I came on board and he found out that I was a competitive bodybuilder, he wanted to get in shape, and he says, "Hey, can I join you for some workouts?" And I said, well, sure. You know, no problem. So we became training partners. He was one of the best training partners I ever had because, like everything that he does, he threw himself into it. He read every muscle book he could get his hands on. He watched Pumping Iron and Stay Hungry. I mean, he just, you know, that's Ron. He loved it. He was fascinated about the whole physical culture thing. It transformed his body. He became very confident because, you know, up to this point, maybe a lot of us in broadcasting, we lack a little bit in self-confidence. We may not project it on the air, but we all may be lacking a little in self-confidence because, you know, we all figure, well, you know, the change of management, you know, you could be out the door. And Ron was sort of starting to feel that, basically. And as was mentioned, he left TV after about 3.5 years of us working together and went into the stock brokerage business. Matter of fact, I became his very first client. He hated it. As you heard mentioned, Ron wanted and needed to be in front of the camera. He needed to demonstrate what an intelligent, thoughtful, provocative person that he was, and he truly was. But this whole weightlifting thing, it really changed his persona. He became very confident. In the process, I was talking to Dr. Bill Howard. He also got very big, he got very strong, and sometimes he became overly aggressive. I'm going to share one little story with you. You're going to love this. During contest preparation time, we used to train at a place called the Body Shop out in Dundalk, just a diehard muscle dungeon kind of, you know, iron, none of the, you know, shishi foo-foo kind of piped in music, carpeting, what have you. I mean, it was just really, but most of the competitive bodybuilders in this area trained at this gym, so that's where we would train when I was like 12 weeks out from a contest. Well, one day the gym owner calls us and he says, "Hey, look, keep this under your hat, but Lou Ferrigno, 3-time Mr. Universe and now TV's Incredible Hulk, was in town. He wanted to train at the best gym in town. He called this gym owner and said, I want to train at your gym." Now, this owner said, "But here's the deal. I know it's a Sunday morning. I know it's a regular training day for you, but Lou wants the gym to himself. He doesn't want no members, no cameras, no pictures, didn't want to be bothered, just Lou wants the gym to himself." Well, the gym owner was a little embarrassed to say, "You guys can't come," so he said, "Make me a deal, no cameras, no pictures, I'm going to let you guys come and train, but keep in mind, Lou just wants to be left alone." So we go to the gym, we walk in, Lou's already in there, and he's doing his thing, and Ron and I were trying to be outgoing and friendly. We walk up, "Hey, Lou, how are you?" We both extend our hand like this. Lou Ferrigno grunted at us, refused to shake our hands, and walked off. Right. So for the next 2.5 hours, there's just the three of us in this gym. We're walking past each other and we're training and what have you. And, you know, now Ron, if you know him really well, Ron doesn't like to be ignored. Ron doesn't like to be dismissed, especially when he knew that he had far superior intellect. So, yeah, you know Ron, right? Okay. So, you know, he's starting to get worked up. I can see him getting red in the jaws and what have you. And his jaws are getting tight and what have you. And I'm saying, "Ron, calm down. You're just going to grab a workout." And he said, "Well, who does he think he is?" And, you know, blah, 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 right? So finally, after about 2 hours, he comes to me and Lou is just standing like maybe just right where you are right there. And he whispers in my ear, all right, "You grab him from behind. I'm going to punch him." Okay. Right. Now keep in mind, Lou Ferrigno's all of 6'5", 280 pounds of solid muscle, and Ron is talking about grabbing this guy and working him over because he wouldn't shake our hand and he wouldn't acknowledge us. And I said, and so I told him, "Hey, Ron, I'll tell you what, you grab him, I got your back, you know?" So at that point, we just talk about laughter. We fell into this, just this cackle-like laughter. We couldn't stop laughing. We're rolling on the floor, what have you, and Lou Ferrigno looks over at us and he's thinking, "Oh, these guys are nuts. Let me grab up my bag. Let me walk out. Let me get away from these guys before they do something weird." But that's the kind of the instant insanity, the kind of laughter that Ron and I were able to share for a lot of years and a lot of different occasions. And I think that's what I'm gonna miss most about Ron. Just letting go, cutting up, and just being ourselves. You know, it's the kind of spontaneous goofiness that I'm going to miss most about Ron. I think you heard it periodically on the radio. He could lighten up, but he was truly one of the most intelligent, thoughtful, provocative people I've ever met in my life. I cherish those moments. I'll always remember those moments. And I consider myself very fortunate to have been Ron Smith's friend for 34 years. Thank you.